What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1797, The Beach as Medicine, by Kathy Robinson of AthenaWellness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Beach as Medicine, by Kathy Robinson of AthenaWellness.com. A much-needed, long-awaited road trip to a favorite beach is on the horizon. I'm looking forward to the drive out, time with family and friends, and long walks to hidden coves for some quiet time. It's hard to disagree with Plato, who's quoted as saying, "The sea cures all ailments," end quote. The beach is the perfect setting to enhance our overall well-being. Here's how the combination of sun, sea, and sand can act as natural medicine that nourishes our body, mind, and spirit. Body. 1. Days can be spent moving our bodies on the beach and in the ocean, interspersed with permission to relax and do nothing. 2. Natural substances for our bodies abound, such as vitamin D production stimulated by the sun, magnesium from seawater as a de-stressor, the antibacterial detoxifying properties of salt, and the negative ions in the sea air to help us absorb more oxygen. And 3, natural elements such as the blue-hued landscape, the sound of water, and the warmth of the sand combine to activate our parasympathetic nervous system to help us relax and release feel-good endorphins. Mind. 1. A relaxed body paves the way for a reduction in anxiety and stress and an increase of mental ease. 2. There's an opportunity to deepen this emotional tranquility by unplugging and using techniques like mindfulness to be present. And 3, this calm, positive mental state has science to back it up. Marine biologist and author Dr. Wallace J. Nichols calls this psychological state of less brain activity that's instilled by close proximity to the water and nature, blue mind, in his book by the same title. Spirit. 1. A relaxed body and calm mind is perfect for inviting insight and reflection. 2. The choice to expand the experience of true downtime without manufactured stimuli is easier in a beach environment. And 3. The space made from a cognitive timeout is the perfect breeding ground for creativity and connection. I find the best way to quickly settle into the beach landscape is with mindful awareness. Instead of directing my attention through focused meditation, mindful awareness is about deepening presence by welcoming our full experience, moment by moment, observing how the mind, body, and spirit feel. Here's my favorite way to practice mindful awareness. Give it a try the next time you're beachside. Fill a travel mug with your favorite morning beverage and begin your walk at sunrise to enjoy the empty beach. You may choose to walk alone or with your significant other or a good friend. If you're with someone, you may agree to walk in silence or have some alone time at some point in the walk. As you walk, notice what you're finding most pleasing. Perhaps the colors in the sky, the sound of the ocean, or the feeling of the sand on your feet as you walk. Whatever you choose, just enjoy that feeling for a while. When it feels right, broaden your awareness to your five senses. Just notice how your senses are engaged. Here are some examples of what you can bring into your experience as you stroll. Sight, the endless horizon, wildlife, clouds, footprints and patterns in the sand, sunlight reflected on the water, boats and surfers, shells, sea and plant life. Sound, waves crashing, wind blowing, water receding over the pebbles and shells, Seagulls. Smell. Sea air, marine life on the beach, seaweed, tidal pools. Touch. The beach spray, ocean breeze, sun, sand, water lapping at your feet, wet sand, breath rhythm, body relaxing, texture of pebbles or shells, and taste, salt on the lips, morning coffee. Find a spot to sit facing the ocean. Feel each of the natural elements, such as the earth supporting you, the water relaxing you, the fire of the sun warming you, and the air enfolding you. Broaden your awareness by feeling what's around you. While sitting still, use your senses to perceive what's farthest from you on the horizon. What's closest? What's behind you? What's below you? What's directly above you? What's on either side of you? In this expanded, relaxed state, invite your mind to wander for a bit. You may find yourself gently processing the past, dreaming of the future, or discovering an insight. Before you bring your beach walk to a close, feel yourself connected to the energy of the landscape. Feel the sun and the ocean radiating in your cells. As you leave the beach, remember that you can always tap into this aliveness. Even when you return home, know that the ocean tides are continually flowing, the sun is still rising and setting, and the earth is always renewing and revitalizing. You just listened to the post titled, The Beach as Medicine, by Kathy Robinson of athenawellness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When you think about it, it's amazing how most humans are attracted to bodies of water. When we're booking a hotel room and we're asked whether we want an ocean or lake view or a garden view, odds are we'll choose the view that overlooks the water. Being around water seems to bring us inner peace and joy at the same time. Some scientists believe that this is because water is necessary for our survival, so having it around helps us reduce some deep-seated anxiety about running out of water. Now, what should we do if we don't happen to live by a natural body of water? What if we don't even have access to a pool? Well, it turns out that accessing any kind of natural landscape, whether it's a green space like parks or other natural areas, or green areas like being in a garden, can have similar health benefits. So if you don't live near or have access to a real or artificial body of water, don't stress. Even spending time tending to your indoor garden can provide health benefits. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you're having a great weekend. If you're listening in real time, thank you for sharing this show with someone. And I'll be back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.